This is the brief on the September 2nd tech shakeups. Today, we're looking at how rapid AI advancements are simultaneously pushing hardware boundaries and exposing catastrophic security flaws. First, AI is revolutionizing software, but demanding extreme hardware capabilities. OpenClaw 2.0 is bringing us multiplayer AI, where multiple agents write code concurrently, cutting development time by 60%. Connect this to NVIDIA's DLSS 5 leak, which uses a new dual neural network for ray tracing, but heavily restricts older GPUs. It's basically like strapping a jet engine onto a standard car. You get incredible speed, but older infrastructure simply cannot support the massive power requirements. Second, these complex AI-reliant systems are opening terrifying new attack vectors. Take the McKesson catastrophe. Hackers exploited a zero-day API database vulnerability to steal millions of sensitive medical and genetic records. Meanwhile, the Russian hacker group UAC0099 is bypassing AI-integrated security entirely using prompt smuggling. They embed hidden text commands inside malware to trick AI detection engines into classifying binary threats as harmless theoretical discussions. If our top AI defense systems can literally be gaslit into ignoring an active virus, how can we hope to protect permanent, immutable data like the genetic records just stolen from McKesson? Finally, the industry is pivoting to address these exact hardware and security challenges. Apple has officially appointed John Ternus to succeed Tim Cook as CEO. Ternus is a deeply product-focused hardware engineer, and he represents a huge strategic shift towards silicon chip architecture and secure on-device processing to handle the AI era. Surviving the next era of technology requires balancing cutting-edge AI power with rock-solid hardware and infrastructure security, as detailed at techandgame.com.